If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this first Sunday of November, 1972, we take great pleasure in presenting Worth Baptist Hour, in bringing the gospel of redeeming grace into your home, or perhaps into your place of business, or into the automobile or the truck as you drive along the highway, or perhaps into the hospital or the rest home. Wherever you are today, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have just closed here at Worth Baptist Church the most outstanding month in our history. You'll be glad to know that we not only reached our roundup goal of 500, but we had 547 in Sunday school last Sunday. This gave us an average of 467 per Sunday for the five Sundays of October. Truly, it was a harvest month with 23 additions to our church and over $4,200 given to missions during October. We rejoice in the good things of the Lord here at Worth Baptist Church. Truly, God is good. And the days of harvest just past certainly reflect the future, the days of harvest yet to come. In fact, we're designating the month of November as a continuation of harvest season. So November will be harvest month, as was October, here at Worth Baptist Church. We would invite you and your family to become a part of this radio ministry and of the ministry of Worth Baptist Church. We invite you to come to Sunday school today. Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family. Our textbook here at Worth Baptist is the Bible only. We are now surveying the entire Bible. Today our survey will be in the book of 2 Corinthians. And we would be happy to have you and the family come and share the blessings of Bible study here in the Sunday school hour of Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11 o'clock, and our Sunday evening worship hour begins at 7. We have graded choir programs and training time at 5:45. There's a place for every member of your family, not only in the Sunday school and services of worship, but in the training period at 5:45 every Sunday afternoon. We're looking forward to many wonderful blessings during the days of November. We would like for you to just make up your mind now that during November you'll visit the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church. See what God is doing during harvest season here at Worth Baptist. Why not come today, even this morning? Make your plans now to attend Sunday School at 10 o'clock, the morning worship hour at 11, and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7. We will look forward to seeing you and your family and friends at Worth Baptist Church today. Worth Baptist Church is located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We are easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. Come today, see what God is doing at Worth Baptist Church. And write us this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We would be happy to hear from you by mail this week. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Mountain Climbers. I shall read from the book of Joshua, chapter 14, at verse 12, after we pause in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, before Thee we come again today in this broadcast to thank Thee for this radio station, to thank Thee for every listener, to thank Thee for Worth Baptist Hour, and for the privilege to voice the gospel of redeeming grace. We believe that Thou dost have the answer to all the problems of the world. We believe Jesus Christ is the answer. So may men by faith turn to Him all over the world today. May through this broadcast many come to know Christ and many hearts be blessed, is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. And with thanksgiving we pray, Amen. And now Joshua chapter 14 and verse 12. Now therefore give me this mountain. The highest mountain in the world is Mount Everest, rising 29,149 feet above sea level. It was first reached on May 29, 1953, by a British expedition headed by Sir John Hunt. Just think of it, reaching the highest mountain in the world. My message, mountain climbers. My text is the story of a man named Caleb, who is now 85 years old, and yet he desires one more mountain to climb. Caleb was facing the greatest challenge of his life. Listen again to his request. Give me this mountain. Men through the ages have faced challenges. They have climbed that proverbial mountain since the days of the patriarchs. Moses faced the challenge of delivering Israel. This was his mountain, and he climbed it. Joshua faced the challenge of conquering Jericho. This was his mountain, and he climbed it. Paul faced the challenge of evangelizing Europe and Asia. This was Paul's mountain, and Paul climbed it. Robert Fulton faced the challenge of inventing the steamboat. This was his mountain, and he climbed it. Thomas Edison faced the challenge of discovering electricity. This was his mountain, and he climbed it. Neil Armstrong faced the challenge of being the first man on the moon. This was his mountain, and he climbed it. You and I today face the challenge of many wonderful things that are unparalleled in the history of mankind. We are mountain climbers. We have iron shoes, and we should ask God for more mountains to climb. I would suggest some of them in my message today. First of all, we should ask God for a mountain of dedication. How seriously do you take Jesus Christ? No doubt the world wonders about some of us Christians, and the way we conduct our lives, the world has every right to wonder. We have had so many sermonettes by so many preacherettes in so many churchettes that about all we have produced is a generation of Christianettes. This generation knows little of the dedication that cost anything. We admire the beauty of Jesus' life. We acknowledge the wisdom of His teachings. We use His cross as a symbol in our worship, but beloved, it has cost us nothing in blood and sweat and tears. Our Christianity is only a pale copy of the Christianity of the first century. The Christians of the first century talked about crosses. We talk about cushions. They talked about losses. We talk about gains. They talked about going. We talk about staying. They talked about giving. We talk about keeping. They talked about dying. We talk about living. Just how seriously do you take Jesus Christ? Jesus said, love your enemies. And the truth is, we can't get along with our friends. Jesus said, go the second mile, and we haven't taken the first step. Jesus said, turn the other cheek, and we haven't offered the first one yet. Jesus said, take up your cross, and we haven't found it. Jesus said, deny yourself, and we haven't learned the meaning of the word deny. Jesus said, follow me, and we haven't even gotten in line yet. Beloved, I ask you again, how seriously do you take Jesus Christ? How seriously do you take this business of being a Christian, of being a disciple, of being a believer, of being a child of God, of being a church member? What does it mean to you? Could it be possible that we in the 20th century have just set Jesus on a pedestal, worshipped Him in the comfort of our sanctuary, and then gone out and left Him there? There's a danger in this type of relationship. There's a danger in this sort of thing. There's a danger in this kind of worship. There's the danger that we treat Christ even as the pagans treat their idols. Bring him an offering, kneel a while in prayer, and go out and live out our lives as though Jesus Christ never lived or died. To climb the mountain of dedication, we must walk as Jesus walked. We must serve as Jesus served. We must live as Jesus lived. We must love as Jesus loved. Have you climbed the mountain of dedication in your life? Have you presented your body a living sacrifice? Have you dedicated all to Christ, or are you just playing Christianity? Are you just dabbling around with this business of following Christ? Your prayer and mine today should be, Lord, give me this mountain, the mountain of dedication in my life. There's a second mountain that we should ask for. We should ask God for a mountain of courage. Webster defines courage as the mental or moral strength to venture, persevere, and withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. When I think of courage, I think of Moses who stood before Pharaoh and demanded that he let God's people Israel go. When I think of courage, I think of Elijah who stood before the prophets of Baal and said, "Why halt ye between two opinions? If God be God, serve him, and if Baal be God, serve him." When I think of courage, I think of David who stood before Goliath and who said, "You come against me with swords and staves, but I come against you in the name of the Lord." What courage that shepherd boy had. That's the courage that we need today. When I think of courage, I think of Daniel who stood before Nebuchadnezzar and said, "No, I will not drink the king's wine." Listen to me, young people in this audience today. There comes a time in your life when you must say no. You must say no to the tempter. You must say no to the drink, to the pot, to the filth, to the lust, to the sex about you. You in your own heart must learn to say no, even as Daniel did in the long ago. Then when I think of courage, I think of the Apostle Paul, who stood before the Sanhedrin, and there he preached Jesus Christ as the Son of God. He preached Christ crucified, buried, risen, and coming again. What courage it took for Paul to stand before that group who did not believe in Christ and to declare that Jesus Christ was and is and forever shall be the Son of God. We need that kind of preaching today. You and I have our pharaohs before whom we must stand. We have our prophets of Baal. We have our Goliaths, our Nebuchadnezzars, our Sanhedrins. We must have courage like these men of old. And our prayer ought to be today, Lord, give us this mountain. Give me personally, individually, give me this mountain, the mountain of courage. That kind of courage is needed in the 20th century to stand up to the world, to say no to Satan, and to say yes to God. This is the courage that the 20th century Christians need today. Then there's another mountain that we should climb. We should ask God for a mountain of strength. Oh, how weak we are. We need strength that only God can give, divinely imparted strength. Life in the 20th century demands an added portion of strength every day. Life is a daily process. Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." The remarkable thing about life is this: we live only a day at a time. Today is a day of service and opportunity for you. Today is a day of salvation if you're lost. It's a day that affords an opportunity to serve Christ in the ministry of the church if you're a Christian. We should climb the mountain of strength because we are facing the foe of all foes, the enemy of all enemies, Satan. And Satan is wise and cunning and sly, and Satan is mighty and Satan is powerful. But I'm glad the Bible says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Yes, we need strength today. And there's a precious promise in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33 and verse 25. And this promise will afford you courage along the way. It will give you strength for every day. Listen to these words. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days are, so shall thy strength be. Today, you may need strength to overcome temptation. Remember the promise, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Today, you may need strength to perform some difficult task. Remember the promise, as thy days are, so shall thy strength be. Today, you may need strength to right some wrong in your life. Remember the promise, as thy days are, so shall thy strength be. Today, you may need strength to help a friend. Remember the promise, as thy days are, so shall thy strength be. Today, you may need strength to overcome some certain fear in your life. And we are plagued by fears. Remember the promise, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Today you may need strength to solve some problem that seems insurmountable, some problem that is plaguing you that you don't know about the solution, and you can't find a way out. You might need strength for that problem today. Remember the promise, as thy days are, so shall thy strength be. You may need strength to endure physical pain today. Remember, as thy days are, so shall thy strength be. You may need strength to grapple with the everyday routine of life. Remember God's precious promise, as thy days are, so shall thy strength be. You may need strength to face the grim enemy of death. And the Bible declares it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. You need strength for that, and remember the promise, as thy days are, so shall thy strength be. You may need strength to make your way to church today, to Sunday school. You may need strength to make that decision in your life to honor Christ as your Savior. Remember the promise, as thy days are, so shall thy strength be. The Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. I can do. Beloved, that's the spirit that our nation needs today. If the citizens of our country would get that spirit, I can do, we'd have far fewer people on the welfare rolls. If our churches had that determination, I can do, we'd have great churches and win many people to Christ. If you would take that spirit and have that determination that you can do all things just as Paul could, you can. Because the same strength that was available to the Apostle Paul is available to you right now. You can claim that promise. You can make that same statement. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Your prayer and mine then ought to be today, Lord, give me this mountain, the mountain of strength. There's another mountain we ought to ask for. We should ask God for the mountain of wisdom. Webster defines wisdom as good sense, just plain good sense. Jesus said to his followers, be ye wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Young people in this audience, you need wisdom, for life is so complicated. There are so many pitfalls, there are so many snares, there are so many temptations. You'll be tempted today to go astray, to sin, to drink, to smoke pot, just to try it. Don't do it. Get your wisdom from the book, from the Bible. Abstain from the very presence of evil. Flee also youthful lust, the Bible says. Yes, young people, you need strength today. You need wisdom to make the right choice. Mr. Businessman, you need wisdom. You need wisdom in how to run your business for Christ, how to operate your daily routine for Christ, how to put the business in the proper perspective. You need wisdom today. Parents, you need wisdom today. If there is any group in all the world that has an awesome responsibility, you as parents do. Daddy, listen to me for a moment. God has placed squarely upon your shoulder the responsibility of bringing your children up in the way of the Lord. Don't let them down. Mother, listen to me. God has given you children to hold close to your breast, and God wants you to bring them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Give them Christ. Give them the church. Give them the Bible. This is far better than gold. You and I today must climb the mountains that are set before us. May our prayer be, God, give us iron shoes that we can be mountain climbers in 1972. I trust today's broadcast has been a blessing to you, and I trust that you'll be with us today at Worth Baptist in Sunday school and in the services of worship. And may the Lord bless you real good. Till next Lord's Day, we admonish you to keep on praying.